So what is lending sentience, sentiency to these eyes? the Atma through the mind. Through the thoughts, it's lending sentiency to the eyes. Similarly, in the macrocosm, all the glorious things like sun, the moon and fire are given sentiency. The shining part of it is my glory. So they are borrowing from me. And then sun gives it to moon and fire. So therefore he says, when you see the heat and brightness from the fire, understand that glory is mine. Now he is talking about how the Brahman permeates the whole world and the microcosm. He is going to talk from verse 13. Gama vishyacha bhutani, gama vishyacha bhutani, darayamyaha mojasa, darayamyaha mojasa, pushna vishchaushadhi sarvaha, pushna vishchaushadhi sarvaha, somo bhutvara satmakaha, somo bhutvara satmakaha, gama vishyacha bhutani, दारयाम्यह मोजसा पुष्णा विचौषधि सर्वाः सोमो भूत्वारसात्मकः. Permeating the earth, I support beings by energy, and having become the juicy moon, I nourish all the plants. So what is saying? The sun permeates the earth. The lights of the sun, the rays of the sun, permeates the earth and makes the earth vital and fertile. So I am the one who is permeating the things and beings of the earth. I give them vitality and life through the sun. Obviously that is understood. When he says permeating, that means through the sun I give vitality and life to the beings and things of the earth. And thus I give them energy. I support them, support the beings by giving energy, lending energy to them. So the energy that you see in us is the energy that has come from sun, which indirectly has come from Atma. And then he says, and having become the juicy moon. The moon, the farmer, they expose the paddy to the moon at night. And actually the moon is cooking the paddy. So the moon and sun put together. So through the moon I give it to the plants, and directly through the sun I give it to beings and things. Thus we consume the vegetables from the plant, but that again getting the source of energy from where? From the Brahman only. So that Brahman is lending vitality to the beings and to the plants through the sun and moon. So in verse number 12 he talked about sun, moon and fire. He spoken about sun and moon here. Now what about fire that he talked in the next verse? Aham vaishvanaro bhutva, aham vaishvanaro bhutva, praninam deham ashritah, praninam deham ashritah, pranapana samayuktah, pranapana samayuktah, pachamyannam chaturvidham, pachamyannam chaturvidham, aham vaishvanaro bhutva, praninam deham ashritah, pranapana samayuktah, pachamyannam chaturvidham. Now this is a very famous verse we chant along with verse number 24, chapter 4. We chant verse number 14 of chapter 15 before we take food, before we consume the food. So here he says, when we read the meaning of this verse, then we understand why we chant this. Since the Vaishvanara fire, the hunger in your stomach is me. I am abiding in the form of the Vaishvanara fire in your stomach. Life is not possible without hunger, consumption. Like when somebody falls into certain disease, they lose hunger. And then doctor is worried, oh, you don't get hungry anymore. That's not a good sign. You understand? So the hunger is that it sustains life. So how I sustain life is by being the fire in the microcosm, in us. So when we intake ahara, it is a yajna. In fact, a grahastha is supposed to be doing agnihotra yajna every day. Right? Fire which is ready. Now, in fact, this is called as Pranagnihotra. The samana prana, which is identified with digestion, digestive faculty.
Prana, apana, samana, vyana, udana, pancha prana.
So he's talking about samana prana here. I am in the form of samana prana. So that fire is me. And he says, abiding in the body as the fire of living beings, united with the prana and apana. The prana, the inhalation and the exhalation. Now, when there is a charcoal which you have lit little bit with fire, and then you have to fan it. That fanning is through prana and apana. So it's associated with the breathing. When the breathing increases, hunger increases. The breathing reduces, hunger reduces. So the prana and apana, inhalation and exhalation, I digest the fourfold food. Fourfold food means not four different types of food, four different ways in which we consume the food. So if you see in the book also Swami talks about it, the fourfold food refers to the four ways of consuming it. Food is either swallowed, masticated, licked or sucked. These are the four ways in which you consume food. Na? You either put it in your mouth, masticate, mentally bite it and masticate. Or you directly swallow. Or you lick. Or you suck and consume. These are the four ways in which you consume food. Whichever way you consume food, you must understand, you must take it as yajna. See, the two most powerful, all the senses are powerful, but the two most powerful senses are the tongue, the food that we consume. Because mostly we are consuming it for taste. Right. But we should understand that actually it is for sustenance. And the sustenance is to get back to Brahman. Which is all the way. In other words, what he is trying to say is, Brahman is everywhere. We are not seeing it. Because our mind is not pure. So we have to sustain ourselves to make our mind pure so that we see Brahman. And when we see Brahman everywhere, what is the prayojana? Kya vaida hai? We say, no, what is the farak that will happen in our life? That you will say in the end. And that is the farak, that is the faida that all of us are looking for. And that faida is nothing but freedom. Nothing but security. Right. We are not seeing the divinity in everything. Therefore, we are insecure. So now he says, having become the Vaishvanara fire, and along with pranapana, I digest the fourfold food. So therefore, when you are putting food into your mouth, you are actually putting into the fire. So it is the ahuti going on. Right? And therefore, there is upasana discussed in the Upanishad, which is when hunger is there, you look at that, you focus and worship on that fire as a symbol of Brahman. Are you with me? So, converting the hunger itself into a upasana, thinking of Brahman. Now, when you look at the hunger from this angle, then you kindle spirit in you. But otherwise, you are only interested in the consumption. Not the spirit. So every aspect can be converted into yajna. So 24th verse of chapter 4 said, Brahmarpanam Brahmavi, Brahmagnam Brahmanahavam Brahmayavadena Gantavyam Brahmakarma Samagnam. That we chant first. So everything is Brahman. Arpanam Brahman. The one who is eating is Brahman. What is eaten is Brahman. Why it is eaten? It is eaten to reach Brahman. Everything is Brahman. And here especially with reference to consumption of food. It's a very powerful sense. Right. So there again we convert that into worship of Brahman. Therefore we chant this. So generally sometimes we are used to chanting this before eating food, and when we are doing this verse, probably the association of thought may make you think of food. But we need to understand the meaning behind it. So
what is the second most important sense?
It is the contact with opposite sex. So there all the five senses are involved. You understand? See, in the sex contact, all the five senses are involved. And for a brahmacharya and sannyasi, He is free from that, or she is free from that. And there, but food is there for somewhere.
This is the food is the biggest.
So here
overcome.
That's what. That is why he is talking about that. And that is how we can convert it to yajna. You understand? Therefore, the second most thing is this. First is that, with all five senses are involved in that context. Here, this one is taste. And this is something which all of us are allowed in contact every day. Even if a great yogi is eating only one meal a day. You understand? There is a contact. So therefore, we tell this powerful shloka and convert the consumption of food into a worship. And the idea of Hinduism is, the goal is to become free, and freedom is in realizing that you are already free. Right, that your essential self is free. But today you are ignorant. As a result of the ignorance, your thoughts run towards the world, which is the attachment and desire. So you, the only way you can feel secure is not by acquiring more to you, but by knowing that you are free. Are you with me? And therefore, everything is to gain that knowledge, remind ourselves of that Brahman. So everything before, during, after was converted into worship and ritual. Child birth is ritual. You understand? In fact, to go a little deep, the man and woman coming together and taking the vow, keeping fire as witness. Right? And coming together to bring out a child, again that's a worship ritual. And then when the child is conceived, again a ritual. The child is born, ritual. You send the child to school, ritual. And then finally when the person has grown and then dies, ritual. From whom to whom, everything is reminding ourselves of that goal. So while we are growing and going towards the tomb, there are a lot of contacts we make. All those contacts, they converted into ritual. That's all. So that we don't get lost in the contact, we should not forget that ultimate goal of emancipation. Next verse.
सर्वस्य चाहं हृदि सन्निविष्टः सर्वस्य चाहं हृदि सन्निविष्टः मत्तस्मृतिर्ज्ञानमबोधनं च मत्तस्मृतिर्ज्ञानमबोधनं च वेदैश्च सर्वैरहमेव वेद्यः वेदैश्च सर्वैरहमेव वेद्यः वेदान्तकृद्वेदविदेव चाहं वेदान्तकृद्वेदविदेव चाहं सर्वस्य चाहं हृदि सन्निविष्टः मत्तस्मृतिर्ज्ञानमबोधनं च वेदैश्च सर्वैरहमेव वेद्यः वेदान्तकृद्वेदविदेव चाहं.
So first he talked about how the light in sun is me, is Brahman. Then the light in moon is also Brahman. The light in fire also is Brahman. And how through the sun, moon and fire I sustain life here. So when we have this life, especially when we are young, there is so much of arrogance. Slowly with the light, we get closer and closer to the time of extinction, we become more spiritual. But while the light is there itself, you can see the light and understand that is nothing but the expression of Brahman. Right? That Brahman is that which is sustaining us. In fact, even when we are talking and doing so many so-called glorious feats, whatever we are doing such glorious feats, is all possible because of Brahman supporting. Otherwise it is not possible. So that Brahman is all pervading, is everywhere. It's in the macrocosm as well as in the microcosm. Therefore he says, sarvasya chaham. And I am also seated in the heart of all beings as what? As consciousness. sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtam.
I am seated in the heart of all beings.
Heart means the mind. See, in the way that the consciousness gets reflected, when a person has thoughts, you say he is conscious. Right. So the garbhagraha, when you go to the temple, especially when you go to the South Indian temple, there are so many, outer layers. You cross it and go, inside there is Sanctum Sanctorum. Inside the Sanctum Sanctorum, which is called garbhagraha, the Lord is seated. Right. So, the temple is our body. The garbhagraha is the mind. And the consciousness is the Lord. That's all it is here. I am seated in the garbhagraha of each one of you. So though I am pervaded every day, you can worship me in the sun, you can worship me in the moon, you can worship me in the fire, you can worship me everywhere, but you need not go anywhere. Suppose I am blind. Don't worry, I am also seated in you as a consciousness. I am seated in you as the consciousness. You may allow your consciousness to go towards the objects you see and get lost. But I am always there within you. So this body is a temple. Mind is the garbhagraha. And consciousness is the atma. When we understand it that way, and when you do namaskara to the other person, exactly you understand. It's a temple, and in the temple there is a garbhagraha. In the garbhagraha, consciousness is there. So I am doing namaskara to that consciousness in you, and you are doing namaskara to the consciousness in me. That is the meaning of namaste. And when you go to another spa, there everybody says namaste. So when I have been there first time, I found that everybody was saying namaskar, especially then. So I told them, you must give all the people who come to stay, and even your own people, what is the meaning of namaskar? Somebody has brought that very nicely in the book, Symbolism of Hindu Gods and Rituals. See, and that reminds me, I'm not here selling, I'm not marketing anything, but I know in Delhi, you, not in Delhi, throughout India, but especially in Delhi, we give gifts during Deepavali and New Year and all that. Deepavali itself means Deepavali, means row of lights, where Lord Ram had killed Ravana and established Dharma. Basically, the Ravana is within you, the Rakshasa Gunas, the desires. So, conquering the gunas and the individual becoming Sita, becoming one with Ram. Right? That is a celebration. Basically, that's why this country is called as Bharat. Bharat Bha means light. Rati means enjoying, reveling. Bharat means one who revels in light, consciousness, knowledge. Right? So therefore, during Deepavali also we are talking about the same thing. We are appreciating the consciousness, the light, the knowledge. This country respects knowledge. Right. So, my humble suggestion would be, you give, distribute sweets and everything, along with that, please give books. And especially I would recommend, if you can give, this book called Symbolism of Hindu Gods and Rituals. So that people understand the depth of the
meaning,
depth of the religion.
It makes more,
you understand?
Value.
Rather than just mechanically following it. You understand? The, in that, there is this namaskara. So what are we namaskara? What are we doing namaskara to? We are doing the namaskara
to the
consciousness. You understand? So, I am seated in the hearts of all, and from me emanate memory. I remember that is also, whenever you remember things, understand it is by the potential, it is by the potency given by me. Then knowledge and their loss. In fact, forgetting is for our good. If you don't forget, if you remember everything that happens in life, you will be in trouble. Somebody asked Swami Chinnananda, I have heard about this, I don't know how it is true, but somebody asked Swami Chinnananda about this, and Chinnananda has a very light-hearted way of putting things. So somebody said, why don't you remember everything, what happened in our past life and all that? And then he said, this is for your good and my good. How the supposing, for just the argument's sake, I was the one who eloped with your wife in the previous Janma. Will you sit and listen to my lecture now? So it is for your good and my good that we don't remember the past. Just yesterday what happened. We remember, you know, that will not let us move ahead. So that forgetfulness is good. But also, there is a very interesting meaning somebody gives to these three words. Smritir jnana apohana. These are three words. Jnana means in this waking state you are conscious. So it refers to waking state. Smriti means remembering. In the dream state, the undigested parts of the waking state which require immediate fructification as the pressure release comes in the form of dream. Therefore, memory refers to dream. Right. Apohanam is sleep. You forget everything, na? When you are in sleep, you forget dream.
And what is apohanam?
Apohanam means forgetfulness.
Forgetfulness.
So that forgetfulness refers to deep sleep. It's a beautiful interpretation.
See, the second one which you said, explain again, Guruji.
See, what is dream? Mm-hmm. Dream is nothing but undigested thoughts of the waking state, which require immediate fructification or a pressure release, comes out in the form of dream. Even science explains this by saying, when we draw the way contact, there are a lot of things that are unsettled and unregistered. So in the dream, things get settled. Which, there are many things that are not settled, but prioritize things which require certain kind of settling. So probably you had a fight with your father and you didn't have a conclusion. So in the dream some sort of a conclusion will be there. You understand? So that comes out in the form of a release. It's good, otherwise you can't continue living. Similarly, a person gets heavily stressed and strained. He needs to sleep. He needs to cry sometimes. He needs to express it out. There are people who did not cry and they have turned mad. The shock, you understand? So, similarly, the sleep is necessary. Otherwise, he will die. So that is also by me. Because I am the one who, as Ishvara, governs the whole world. And this prakriti, nature, keeps on changing. So, from the level of this consciousness to the dream to the deep sleep, I am changing everything and blessing you. It is for your good. Sarvasya chaham hrisannivishtam martas mrityanam apokamcha. So, I am the conscious, though I have spoken about myself, pervading this matter, I am sitting in each one of them as consciousness. So you need not necessarily go out. If you are denied the opportunity to go out to say namaskara to me, you can say namaskara here, right now. This body is a temple. So when you go to South Indian temples and you see that huge entrance, you understand it represents the body. And when you go inside to the Garbhagraha, right, that is the mind. And inside the Lord is the Atma. And the Lord Atma, you will be able to see clearly when the camphor, the vasanas are burnt, and you will be able to burn the vasanas, the camphor, Guru Mukha, through the Guru. And the Guru is represented by priest there. Right? The priest burns the vasanas. How? With the fire of knowledge. So with Guru Mukha, Shastra Mukha, you burn the vasanas in you. And then you see the Lord where? Within you. Why are you not seeing now? There are so many conditioning. Right. And therefore, the Guru first talks about Hatha Yoga, Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga and all this. Then slowly, slowly, you remove the conditioning. Then the knowledge will help you to burn the vasanas and you see the Atma within. So every being, whether good, bad or ugly, whatever they may be, in them also there is consciousness. Okay. So therefore, that is me. And I am the Smriti, jnana and apoha. So, in other words, every time when you remember things, that intelligence, you can worship me. In your knowledge, you can worship me. In your memory, you can worship me. And even in your loss of memory, you can worship me. Why? That loss of memory is also for your good. The loss of memory is not there when you finish. And also, like I said, knowledge refers to the waking state. Memory refers to the dream state. Loss of both refers to the deep sleep state. You are in a state of forgetfulness, and that is extremely important. Deep sleep is also important. If you don't sleep, you can't live. You will die. You understand? So I am verily that which is to be known by the Vedas. I am indeed the author of Vedanta and the knower of the Vedas. So basically the Triputi that they talk about, that which is to be known, the knower and the instrument of knowing. All these three I am. So he says, that which is to be known by the Vedas. All these Vedas are talking about whom? Me. And where is it? Within you. Right. And I am indeed the author of Vedanta. Who has given Vedanta? It has come through the rishis who had burnt their egos in meditative state, and the Brahman speaks through them as it were. Hence we call it as apaurusham. It is not remembered, it is shruti. It is heard, not remembered. It is not shruti. Vedas are called shruti. Means what? Heard, not remembered. Remembered is something that comes out of your effort. Heard means coming from there. And why are you not hearing?
Because we have a lot of ego.
I am talking, but you are not hearing because you are thinking about something else. Your mind is still lost in the external world. And therefore, in the Veda Purva Bhag, mind that is lost in the external world, first like Swami Vivekananda ji says also, when Maslow says, we talk about survival. Give the fellow the bread first. Give him something to take care of his hunger. Then you can talk about moksha and all that. So in Vedanta they talk about moksha, but in the Veda Purva Bhag they talk about what? Fulfilling your desires. Because your mind is now today attached to the world. So when that is little bit satisfied, then you say, okay. Now what is the inner things about the world? Right. So that time giving Vedanta, and Vedanta, who is the author? I am the author. I gave the knowledge through Vivaswan. Vivaswan gave it to Manu. Manu gave it to Ikshvaku. That very same knowledge today I gave it to you, said Sri Krishna in chapter 4. And therefore, who is the author of Vedanta? Brahman. What are you studying in Vedanta? Brahman. And who is the person who is wanting to know Vedanta? He is also essentially Brahman. And the instrument, the method through which you know. So that is called Triputi. When you reach that state, all becomes one. All this variety show is from this level. So the three things, consciousness, energy and matter, all are essentially consciousness only. Right. When you reach that state, all merges in one. Thereafter, the seer and the seen and seeing all are merged. And that Triputi is talking about, and that is our goal. So why I have to contact Veda? Not to become intelligent, so that I can contact the weekly classes. Vedas, through that what I should know? I should know that I am essentially the consciousness. Not this material layers. And there will be very big difference the moment I know that I am consciousness. Basically when I know that I am the ocean, vis-a-vis all along I have been thinking that I am the wave. Tremendous freedom, tremendous independence, fearlessness. But we don't understand this. So what are we trying to do? We are trying to attain the fearlessness through attaching what? Gadgets to us. And then attaching gadgets to us. by trying to acquire and acquire and swimming, we think that we'll become more secure. No. We are actually becoming more and more insecure. Then we needed more protection. Because why? We know that inherently whatever we are attaching, and this body, my intellect, that we consider to be all are passing and fleeting. Therefore, it will get away from us. We have to somehow secure it. And then we become wary of those people whom we have employed for security. For that you need one more security. That's a very interesting advertisement. I really love that advertisement about the camera. You know, the college students are ragging and then they say, I'm not scared. Why? Upar wala sab dekh rahe. Upar the camera. So he says, upar wala sab dekh rahe. You understand? This is our opposition. In the end, the Shishya prays to that fire lord. The Isha says, you remove the sin also, because along with whatever upasana and karma yoga I did, I also did some sin. I thought that others don't know because I did it carefully, nicely, without others knowing I've done. ठीक है, but ऊपर वाला सब देख रहा है. You come around the fire and you have taken certain vows and married. Now that fire is there everywhere, that heat is there everywhere. It is the witness. And to that witness fire, you say, Baba, please help me in getting rid of that sin. Because that is what is obstructing me from reaching Brahman, even though I am putting effort, so I need your grace, he says, in the Isavaji Upanishad. So that consciousness, the what? So which is in the heart of every being, and borrowing the consciousness from that, the mind and intellect is giving us these experiences of knowledge, memory and loss of memory, loss of all the experiences, because all these three are needed for survival, and I am the author of all this. While we go through all this, we are forgetting. The waking state, dream state, deep sleep state. In each and every state, we are getting involved, not forgetting, not remembering Brahman. So Adi Shankara said, Balastava Krida Sattaha, Tarunastava Tambi Sattaha, Vriddhastava Chinta Sattaha, Parame Brahmani Kotina. Every time we are involved in something or the other, the prioritizing is not there.
What does that mean? Bala
means Balya's situation, time means the last near time. Bala Sarat Krida. Taruna means Taruni. During youth, the last in the opposite sex, career, all that in that area, at that level. And then Vritta Stava Chinta.
Chinta.
The moment you become old, you are concerned, how many people will attend my relation? How can you will not be there? You don't know. But
worried about many things. Whether my children, all of them will come for my cremation or not, who will take care of me, will they admit me, and after that will they survive this way, that way.
So many people who daan and all pehle se, swarg milega.
So you said, all the time you are preoccupied, never do you have time for that consciousness. द्वाविमौपुरुषवलोके क्षरश्चाक्षर एव च क्षरसर्वाणि भूतानि कूटस्थोक्षर उच्यते द्वाविमौपुरुषवलोके क्षरश्चाक्षर एव च क्षरसर्वाणि भूतानि कूटस्थोक्षर उच्यते. This, there are these two purushas being in the world. Very interestingly he introduces this word purusha. And he says two purushas. Purusha is only one. Right? But he is purposely using the word purusha to make us understand why. That purusha is what has come as these two purushas also. What are the two purushas that he is referring to? Dvavimau Purushau Loke. These two Purushas in this world. There are these two Purushas means in this world. Which one? Kshara and Akshara. Kshara and Akshara. Kshara means perishable. By perishable, what is he referring to? Matter. Right? All that matter is perishable. Right? We have a beginning and an end. That is Kshara. That being is my being only. And there is one more being. What is that? We know from science that matter can neither be destroyed nor created. It gets transformed from one form to another. So matter becomes energy, energy becomes matter. You know that. You studied. Right? So he says that energy is Akshara. In this context, Akshara is not Brahman. Kutastha, very interestingly, he uses the word Kutastha. Kutastha many times refers to Brahman, immutable. But here it refers to Kutastha, refers to whom?
Energy.
To energy. Because relatively it is Kutastha. Right? Energy can never be destroyed. Comes back in some other form. That's why whenever we talk about sense control, we try to tell you that sense control is not sense denial. It is sublimation and not suppression. Whenever you suppress, it will come back in some other form or the other. You can't suppress. You understand? Now, there's a beautiful story in the Puranas. Ganpati ji in Kailasha was playing with ashes. And he made a form by little water and all that he added and made a form. And then he requested, prayed to Lord Shiva, please bring that form to life. And Lord Shiva brought that form to life. And that form was, when it was brought to life, that man came out of it and the man was called as Banda. And the Banda grew up very well in Kailasha. And he did lot of tapasya, appeasing Lord Shiva. He got a lot of boons. And when he became very powerful, he became arrogant. And he started creating atrocities to devas and everybody. And Bandasura, he was called as Bandasura thereafter. He needed to be dealt with. Therefore, the Shakti of Lord Shiva, Lalitabhika, came and destroyed him. This is story. Now from this story, what we understand, there is a lot of interesting symbolic meaning that we can draw from this. The child who was playing with Ganpati ji, playing with the ashes of whom? The ashes are the ashes of Manmatha who tried to play tricks with Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva burnt Manmatha with his third eye. You know the story. And when he burnt the Manmatha, the Kamavasana, they were in the form of ashes and it came back again in the form of Banda and again created havoc. So if you try to suppress the Kama Vasana, any Kama, you understand, it will come back and hit you in some other form. You have to deal with it. And therefore you can't misunderstand self-denial to be self-control. You understand? Self-control is different, self-denial is different. It's not suppression, it is sublimation. You got to sublimate. Right? So how do you sublimate? You have to transform that energy by giving it a higher direction. Right? In Tamil, Thiruvalluvar beautifully talks about it. He says, Patruga Patrakran Thayani Appatrai Patruga Patruvidathu. Patruga means hold up, attach. Patrakam Thayane. Thay means feet. Patrakam means one who has no attachment. Hold on to one who has no attachment. This is Lord Shiva. Patrakam Thayane Patruga. Why should you hold on? Patruga, a patray. Why? Patru Vidarke. To drop the attachment. So to drop the attachment to the lower, you have to get attached to the front. So thus by directing our energy towards the higher, do we sublimate. Are you with me? This is what we need to understand. So, here he is saying there are two purushas. One is matter, other one is energy. It is there. It will be there. You can't completely destroy. Matter becomes energy. And that is in the form of kutas, immutable, relatively speaking. Till you see the consciousness as the base of this energy also, then you understand actually what is there is nothing but consciousness. It has come in Nama Rupa and then again it has gone into energy, again comes back in another form. This tamasha goes on, but essentially it is nothing but consciousness. That is what he is trying to say. So he says, the perishable and the imperishable. The perishable is all beings. And the imperishable is called kutastha, immutable. Right? It remains in the unmanifest form. These are the two manifested forms. And there is, beyond this, there is one more, he is going to say. Which is the real purusha. Anya. Next verse is going to use the word anya. So you got to shift your attention from matter and energy and towards the consciousness. Next verse.
उत्तमपुरुषस्त्वन्यः परमात्मेत्युदाहृतः परमात्मेत्युदाहृतः यो लोकत्रयमाविश्य यो लोकत्रयमाविश्य विभक्त्यव्यय ईश्वरः विभक्त्यव्यय ईश्वरः उत्तमपुरुषस्त्वन्यः परमात्मेत्युदाहृतः यो लोकत्रयमाविश्य विभक्त्यव्यय ईश्वरः. But the highest purusha is another. Uttama purusha panyaha. Another.
Another means what? It is different. These two are not different. One is formless, other is in form. But they are the same. How they are saying?
Matter and energy. Because that matter turns to energy, energy turns to
changing. Both are changing. Whereas Purusha is unchanging. Right?
Both can be conceived.
Purusha cannot be conceived.
Conceive energy and matter. You must conceive pure consciousness. The consciousness that you conceive
is a conditioned consciousness.
Right?
And matter and energy have gunas. Purusha does not have gunas. And they are changing, therefore they are savikara, whereas Purusha is nirvikara. And all, both of them are mithya. They don't really exist.
Right, whereas consciousness is the satya.
The satya means what?
Matter and energy are dependent on consciousness,
whereas consciousness is not dependent on energy and matter.
So therefore it is anya. Right, the highest purusha being is another called supreme self. Supreme means uttama purusha svanya.
Uttama, uttama means supreme.
Yeah, other people have evolved. PhD person and the 10th standard person, their knowledge is only in degree, not in kind. Both are remaining in ignorance. Top Purusha, the person who has reached the consciousness, he becomes supreme, he is beyond all. So that is something completely another being.
Being what? That being is your essential
self. That's what he wants to say. So that is indestructible Lord, Ishvara. And these are all destructible.
You understand? You can destroy energy and make it matter. You can destroy matter and make it energy. These are destructible. But consciousness, even though it is appearing in the form of matter and energy, it remains indivisible, indestructible.
it is nirvikalpa. So he says, who pervades and sustains the three worlds? So vibhaktyavyaya Ishvara. He is the one who is pervading and sustaining. Do you see the air? You don't see the air, but the air is there. Similarly, Brahman is pervading the energy and the matter, making it sustain. So who is lending sentiency to prana? The Jnana Upanishad, beautifully it is discussed. If you see, it says,
Keneshitam patati preshitam manaha Kena prana pratama praiti yuktaha Keneshitam vachamimam vadanti Chakshushrotram kavudevo yunati.
He is asking the question. That's why the Upanishad, because after they didn't know. The question started with Kena. Kena means by whom? So Kena Upanishad Pundya. They didn't know what to name it. So the Kena Upanishad. So by whom propelled does mind run towards the world? Kena prana pratam. Pratama prana. Who is getting sentiency to prana? In other words, prana per se is intention. Air is part of what? Panchabhuta. And Panchabhuta is matter. Panchabhuta has no sentiency. So who is lending sentiency to prana? So you are not thinking prana is that which is giving you that energy. But I am pervading that prana and giving you energy. Right? So I am sustaining it. I am the one who is sustaining. I am sustained by me. You talk ill about me. Some people. There is God. No God. Even those who are talking ill about me, the Rakshasas, they are also sustained by me. So, who pervades and sustains the three worlds? Three worlds means? You can take it as gross, subtle, causal, or waking, dream, deep sleep, whichever way you take it, it is the consciousness which is beyond energy and matter that sustains all this. Right? Verse number 18.
Yasmat charamajitoham, yasmat charamajitoham, aksharana vichotamaha, aksharana vichotamaha, atos miloke vedecha, atos miloke vedecha, pratitapurusottamaha, yasmat charamajitoham. Aksharadapichottamaha atos miloke vedecha pratitapurusottamaha.
As I transcend the perishable and even higher than the imperishable, I am therefore proclaimed in the world in the Veda as Purusha Uttama.
Supreme means what? I am not affected by all these apparent changes. It is all happening from your level, from my level, nothing is happening.
The Narad Muni story you remember. Narad Muni apparently when he was taking a walk with Brahma, with Narayana, Lord Narayana, he wanted to know what is samsara. What is this samsara, Lord? He asked Narayanji. Narayan, Lord Narayan told, forget about samsara and all, I am very thirsty, get me a glass of water. He brought the glass of water. To drink the glass of water, he went to the river. And there when he was filling the jug, he saw a beautiful damsel, got involved with her. And slowly he dated her, proposed, both of them married, brought up children. Then school admission and all that started, you understand, samsara, which he could not handle. So he said, oh Narayana, please help me, save me from this samsara. And he got a voice, he heard a voice back, what is that? Where is my glass of water? Meaning, all this is nothing from Narayana level. From our, I am Uttama Purusha Tvanya. So that is what he says. As I transcend the perishable, and I am even higher than the imperishable, beyond the matter and energy, I am therefore proclaimed in the world as what? Uttama Purusha.
Though I am in it, I am not affected by it. I am independent of it. And once I reach that Brahman, then I become independent. I will go through life, but life will do nothing to me. All these ups and downs, I remain supreme. Like the Gulliver's travel trying to tell us, Gulliver was in Shavasana, sleeping nicely. And these Lilliputans were working, dying, doing all sorts of things that they can possibly do. He did not need it.
He just got up and stretched. But everything broke. So like that, Uttama Purusha is never tainted. And you are the Uttama Purusha. And I am therefore proclaimed in the world and in the Vedas.
So in the Vedas, what are they actually talking about? Your inner self.
Right. Since your mind is going in all directions, they planted the self in every place so that you will be brought back. If your mind went to money, they said Lakshmi. If your mind went to power, Shakti. Mind went to knowledge, Saraswati. You understand? Wherever it went. And then they pulled it back slowly. Finally what? To see it here within. Once you understand these things, then you understand that this body itself is temple. In Tirumoolar's Tirumandiram, beautiful words are used in Tamil. Tamil is called as Padamadum Koyil and Nadamadum Koyil. The Padamadum Koyil means he's talking about the temple there in the city. In that there's a Padam picture of Lord. Symbol of Lord is there. So it's Padamadum Koyil. This is Nadamadum Koyil. Nadamadum Koyil means what? Brahman is in the form of walking. Nada. Dance is going on. This whole energy that is manifesting is what? Nataraja's dance. You understand? And that is what he is saying. As I transcend the perishable and I am even higher than the imperishable, I am therefore proclaimed in the world in Veda. So when we understand these verses, we understand I am far superior to all this nonsense. I should not get involved. It's not easy. It will drag you. Don't get involved in any of them. Just continue doing your how? Understanding that Uttama Purusha is beyond all this. My goal is to get back to that Uttama Purusha.
Yoma Mevama Sammudaha Janati Purushottamam Janati Purushottamam Sasarvavidbhajati maam Sarvabhavena Bharata Yoma Mevama Sammudaha Janati Purushottamam Sasarvavidbhajati maam Sarvabhavena Bharata. When a person understands this way, then he will look at, the way he will look at Brahman itself is totally different, no? Today all sorts of things we are doing with this body. Why? Because we don't see Brahman here. Now when you understand this, when you start seeing Brahman here and everywhere, your bhav mein aa gaya na. Bhav mein Brahman aa gaya. Then wherever you go, Brahman is there. You and Brahman are inseparable. So he's saying that undiluted. Meaning we are deluded. The moment we see the form, we don't see Brahman. We are deluded by the form. So he says that the undiluted who knows me thus, who sees me as Nadamadum Koyil, that person thus as Purushottama, as supreme being, he all-knowing. All-knowing means what? He knows the knowing principle behind everything. In that sense, he knows everything. He worships me with his whole being. Thereafter, he is not going to be sitting and worshipping separately. 24/7, he is worshipping me. Prayer is not a part-time, past-time hobby. It is a full-time awareness of
truth. So the undiluted who knows me thus, as Purusha Uttama, Supreme Being, He all-knowing, He thereafter knows everything. He knows everything means what? He is the base foundation of energy and matter. He is the knowing principle behind all knowing, every knowledge. And that person, you cannot take away me from him. Thereafter, even though he is apparently in sense contact, he is doing worshipping of Brahman only.
Guruji says
then
prayer is not a part-time hobby,
it is a full-time awareness of truth. It's a beautiful statement by Swamiji. It's not a part-time, past-time hobby, it's a full-time awareness of truth. But through this knowledge, when you understand this chapter 15, slowly is trying to tell you, he brought you from macrocosm to the core of your personality, your own heart. So once I understand that this is simple, when I sit in the meditative posture, what is happening? I am making myself as a temple, Gopura, the entrance, Then I rise my consciousness from the lower to the higher. In meditation, I slowly rise my energy from Kundalini, Shakti I rise from, what do you call that, Muladhara to Sahasrara. Right? So that is the whole idea. This is the body. But what am I doing today? I am sending my energy towards the lower channels and creating Vasanas and my trap. Now I should change the direction. And to be able to get to that level, there are so many symbolisms and all that, temples and all that. So I go there. But once I understand this deeply, then I am seeing Atma in my own body. And it is the same Atma that is there in everybody's body. Then my worship is 24/7. Not separate. So worships me with his whole being. Whatever he does. There are stories where Guru was sleeping and apparently his feet was on Lord Shiva's, linga, Shivalinga. And the Sishya saw, oh my God, he is not aware, Guru. So he has put his feet on the linga. So he very carefully, without disturbing the Guru, he holds the feet of the Guru and places it next to that. And again he finds another Shivalinga supporting the feet. Then he takes it, keeps aware another Shivalinga. Basically, what does it mean? It means Shivalinga, Guru, is established in Shiva. He is in the consciousness. There is no place where their consciousness is not there. Last verse of this chapter. Iti gukhyatamam shastram. Iti gukhyatamam shastram. Idamuktam mayanagah. Idamuktam mayanagah. Etat buddhva buddhi mansya. Etat buddhva buddhi mansya. Kritakritaknyash. Kritakritajnyascha Bharata, Kritakritascha Bharata, Iti Gukhyatamam Shastram, Idamuktam Mayanaga, Etat Buddhva Buddhi Mansya, Kritakritajnyascha Bharata, Kritakritascha Bharata. You see, the benefit of all this is what? You become Kritakritajnya. Kritakritajnya means what? Completely secure. Absolutely secured, accomplished of all duties. Meaning what? Thereafter, I don't have to do duty to feel complete. It doesn't mean that he will not do all duties, he will stop doing all duties. It means he will do duties as a sport. Out of completeness. So thus, this is the most secret. Mukhya Tama. See, when you say the secret, especially to a Kshatriya like Arjuna, he wants to go and find it. So you need that kind of a thing if you want to find it. It's within you, but it's a secret. And the secret has to be found through the senses, but not outwardly, inwardly. It is there in the senses itself. But what is happening is we are missing it. Why? We are seeing what the senses are showing rather than seeing what is making the senses are made to see. Therefore, idam mukhya tamam shastra. So this is the highest five scripture of the secret and that has been declared by me to you today. Oh Anaga, why did I declare it to you? Because you are the only one who asked. Yudhishthira and all did not ask. And not only that, you ask also you are Anaga, sinless, pure person. You ask, when you ask for Shreya. You did not ask for Priya. Priya means pleasant. Shreya means good. So you ask me what is good for me. In the 7th verse, chapter 2, when he surrendered, he asked. So he says, you have purified yourself. You are anaga, sinless fellow. You understand? Pure person. Therefore I gave this knowledge. In other words, if you really want to know this, you need to become sinless. Right? And then you have to do the sadhana, tapasya. Knowing this, one becomes wise. Once I understand this, I become wise. Thereafter what happens? Absolute security will end. That's the fruit that you get. Completeness. Thereafter, you will transact in the world, but out of completeness, not out of incompleteness. Om Tatsat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Upanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Sambhade Purushottamana Yogo Nama Panchadasho Dhyayah Om Tatsat. Om A-U-M represents the consciousness that pervades the whole world. And Tatsat, that is real. From that this whole universe has come, and that is what is declared in the Upanishads. The Upanishad has come in the form of Bhagavad Gita. So thus in the Upanishads of the glorious Bhagavad Gita, the eternal signs discriminates, it talks about signs of Brahman, eternal, vis-a-vis the ephemeral. The signs of eternal, the scripture of yoga, by knowing this what happens? The individual merges and becomes one with Brahman, it's a yoga. And it is given in the form of a dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjuna. Question and answer session between the Guru and Shishya. Their 15th chapter ended. In the 15th chapter entitled The Yoga of Supreme Being. Now we have the ability to say we have only started and not ended. Chinanji says, you have gone through Gita, I don't know whether Gita has gone through Gita. So we believe and humbly we say we have only begun the text today. So to remind ourselves of that, let's chant verse number 1 together of chapter 15. Please turn to verse number 1, chapter 15. Shri Bhagavan Vacha, Shri Bhagavan Vacha, Urdhva Mula Madashakam, Urdhva Mula Madashakam, Ashwattam Prapuravyayam, Ashwattam Prapuravyayam, Chandam Siyasya Parnani, Chandam Siyasya Parnani, Yastam Veda Savedavit, Yastam Veda Savedavit, Shri Bhagavan Vacha, Urdhva Mula Madashakam, Ashvattam prapuravyayam chandasi yasya padnani yasam vedasa vedavite. Om Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnam Purnam Gacchate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnamiva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Kayena Vacha Kayena Vacha Manasendriyeva Manasendriyeva Budhyatmana Va Budhyatmana Va Prakriteswabhavat Prakriteswabhavat Karomi Adhya Karomi Adhya Sakalam Parasmai Sakalam Parasmai Narayana Yeti Samarpayami Narayana Yeti Samarpayami.